Hey there, welcome back to Podcast First Marketing. I am your host, Allison Itch. I'm a podcast strategist, and I help you launch, grow, and monetize your podcast by turning listeners into leads through your own offers and services. Today has been an episode long in the waiting. I'm going to be talking about something that comes up a lot, especially as more podcasters are looking for ways to get seen and visible. And if you listened to last week's episode about visibility, this was not one of them, but it needs to be talked about. And that is, should you put your podcast on YouTube? Or I guess a better question is, what's the real difference between the two? Because even though they might look similar, like on the surface, they're both long form content, they both help people discover you, they actually work completely differently. And understanding the differences can really save you so much time and effort and frustration down the road. Believe me, I've been there. And I'm going to get on my soapbox for a little bit right now, but I do want to start by saying that I am not against YouTube. I am not saying that I will never be on YouTube. I was for about 2 months, I think. I had 12 episodes, but I did a couple a week. But anyway, they're not there anymore because it was for something unrelated to podcasting. But and YouTube, and I'm also not a YouTube expert or strategist or anything. I stay in my lane with podcasting. But what I want to say is that YouTube can be incredible at discoverability. It really can. It's a lot of work. It takes a little bit of extra time, but it is one of the biggest search engines in the world. I mean, right after Google, because they're owned by Google. So when YouTube is done strategically, it can help you reach people who might not find you anywhere else. I will say that. But here's what I see happening all the time. Someone starts a podcast and they immediately think it has to go on YouTube. Or someone says, I have a podcast. You can find it on YouTube. No, that's a YouTube channel. Or someone starts a YouTube channel, they record their video, and then they just decide to turn it into a podcast by stripping the audio and uploading it into the podcast apps. And that is fine by theory. You can do that. But when I hit play in my podcast app and I hear them saying things like, in this video, or let's look at the screen here, it instantly puts me in this I'm out. Like, I am not in listening to you because you're not talking to me. I don't know. I feel like I'm eavesdropping on someone else's conversation meant for someone else. And so that's the difference of like repurposing. And we're going to get into a whole lot more of this, but I just want you to know that YouTube and podcasting are two separate platforms and they should be treated as such. And if you're going to repurpose your podcast onto YouTube, I am all for that, but you have to do it in a strategic way that I will talk about. Podcasts and YouTube videos, they're not the same. They connect people in very different ways. And I know that's why some people think it needs to be on YouTube to catch these people. It needs to be on the podcast to catch these people. And that is true. However, you have to treat them as two different platforms. So let's talk about this a little bit, okay? YouTube and podcasting serve very different, I shouldn't say very different purposes. They are very much the same. But well, let me just explain. So I'm going to say that YouTube is truly about visibility. I mean, clearly you are being visible. You are recording yourself on camera to be seen by the world. It's very search driven. It's designed to capture short attention spans. You have to be very willing to, just like social media, and no, YouTube is not social media. It is lumped in sometimes, but I mean, it's a search engine just like Pinterest, but you have to have that hook that is going to make someone want to keep watching you. Because just like in an episode where I talked about how downloads don't really mean anybody listened to you, a view on YouTube doesn't mean they watched you. It means that they clicked on it, listened to maybe a few seconds and said, this isn't for me, and got off. But yet people are saying I got views. So you, with YouTube, you're competing with thumbnails, with suggested videos, with watch time metrics. There's so much going into YouTube, and that does not even account for the fact that you have to be camera ready. You have to have the good camera, which I'll be completely honest with you. I just used my iMac camera and my YouTube coach didn't even notice. So there's that. I did have good lighting, but I actually had to get ready and be on camera. And it was just so much harder to have to stare at a camera. And it's very, you have to keep their attention. That's what YouTube is. It's you have to keep their attention. And what a lot of people think that when they just put their podcast up on YouTube, that everyone's going to watch you just talk to the camera as if you're talking in a podcast episode. And yes, some will. I will tell you some will. But I know some very well-known podcasters who have 6 million downloads, and I went to their podcast. They talk a lot on their episodes about, if you're watching this on YouTube type thing, I went over to their YouTube channel and they had maybe 1,000 views per video. And I'm thinking, someone who gets millions of downloads a month, or I don't know how many a month, but you know, they're in the 6 million download range. I don't know, maybe even more than that. But when you go to their YouTube channel, it's not that, because people don't want to just watch what they can hear in their ears. Podcasting is about connection. You are with someone. They are not in your ears. You are in their ears while they're driving, while they're, I don't know, cooking dinner, folding their laundry, they're walking their dog. You're part of their routine. That's an intimate place to be. And you can't replicate that in video with someone like who's half watching you, half multitasking. If they're not watching you, then just be on a podcast. So I don't know, if YouTube helps you find people find you, that's great. But I will tell you right now, podcast helps them trust you. They can still find you. I went over that last week. I will link that episode below if you did not listen to it. It's all about ways to get your podcast visible. And I did not mention YouTube because you don't have to have YouTube. YouTube is hard. I'm not going to lie. It is hard. You might think, I honestly went to YouTube thinking, well, I do podcasting. How hard can it be? Yeah, I have to get ready. Yeah, I have to get a camera. I have to do all this. But it wasn't just that. And it wasn't the editing the video. That wasn't it. It was me feeling like almost like I was performing, trying to just keep someone's attention watching me. Not that I was like flailing my arms and things like that. Like, it was literally making sure that I was saying things in order to keep the attention. Whereas you listening to me right now, you're not really caring that I've slowed the tone of my voice or that I'm taking a few seconds to really get my thoughts out. Like, I am talking to you as if you were sitting with me and I don't drink coffee, but if we were at lunch. And that's the difference with podcasting. YouTube was very much go, 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 go. I will say that. But again, YouTube does gets visible because of the search engine. Now, if you are a celebrity, that's a little bit different. People do tend to watch, but it's also a little bit more performative. If I'm thinking of the Kelce brothers, I'm thinking of Mel Robbins, I'm thinking of, not that Mel Robbins is performative, but sometimes it's just fun to watch that, or Jay Shetty. They have very well performing YouTube channels, but I will say they repurpose it very well. When I'm listening to their podcast, I feel like they're talking to me. When I'm watching YouTube, I'm watching them talk to each other. So it's just a little bit different. That's why I just think that podcasting just creates so much more of that connection, and they learn to trust you faster. Not to say YouTube won't work. Again, I love YouTube. I may get back on it in the future. I'm just saying that when I tried it, I honestly remember telling myself, podcasting is so much easier. And so I'm going to stick with podcasting. But when I work with my clients inside my accelerator, this is one of the very first mindset shifts that we talk through, especially when someone comes to me thinking that they want to be on YouTube. I really have them stop and think, are you chasing views or do you want to build relationships? Because that's the difference. We can get you on YouTube, but you have, and I'm going to get into this a little bit more, but you have to treat YouTube as YouTube. So when I hear people say they have a podcast on YouTube, I'm like, no, you have a YouTube channel and you repurpose it to podcast. If you want to be on YouTube, by all means, be on YouTube. But what I suggest, and I'm probably getting ahead of myself in my notes, but create a YouTube channel as if you are creating YouTube. Then you can take that audio and you can repurpose it to your podcast. However, when you put that audio on your podcast, it has to be meant for your podcast, meaning that you need to take out things like in this video or anything that would make them realize that it is being related to a YouTube video. It needs to go. Like, you honestly need to edit them completely separately. I even follow someone who is a YouTube strategist. She does YouTube and she teaches YouTube, but she has a podcast about YouTube and she does not repurpose. She treats her podcast as her podcast and YouTube as YouTube. And I love that. And I really wish that she would shout that from the world too, because she's a YouTube strategist. Anyway, okay. But like, I'm going to say this again, visibility does not mean anything if it does not lead to a connection. Okay. If they are listening to you or watching you on YouTube and they don't feel that connection, it's not going to do anything. So let's talk about why I am so passionate about this podcast first approach and why I think it's the winner between the two. But again, I'm a little bit biased, because when you build your strategy around your podcast first, you are leading with that connection and you're not trying to. Here's the thing. When someone listens to your podcast episode, they chose to listen to it based on your title, who you are, what you're talking about. On YouTube, everything is about that thumbnail. And that drove me crazy. It drove me crazy. I cannot make thumbnails. Like, I was just like, I think this thumbnail looks great. And I submitted it to my podcast, my YouTube coach. And she was like, you need to have this as, I'm like, oh my gosh, I just want them to listen to what I have to say. And it was just, I feel like it just lost the whole meaning behind what I was doing. And you will hear the real YouTube strategist saying, it's about your thumbnail and your title. It doesn't matter what you're talking about if they don't pass those. And that is very true. And it's kind of the same for podcasting, because if they don't click on your episode based on your title, they're not even going to listen to you. So I do agree with that, but it was stressful. Let me just come up with a title and I'm good. But the thumbnail, oh. And again, that doesn't mean you can't use YouTube. It just means you need to understand where each platform fits in. And if you want to repurpose your YouTube, do it intentionally. So again, I'll just kind of say this again, record your YouTube with the YouTube strategy in mind. So you kind of have to know more about YouTube strategy, looking at the camera, using the visuals, speaking to viewers, picking up your pace and talking. I mean, the way I'm talking right now would be way too slow for YouTube. It just would. And then repurpose the ideas or topics from that video to your podcast. So, but re-record it separately. I would not just take your YouTube video and just put it on your podcast. I really wouldn't. I listen to someone who does that, and you can hear the clicks, you can hear the dings, you can hear the, I think I've talked about this before, but it just drives me nuts, because I'm like, she's not talking to me. She's talking to the YouTube people, and that's not me. So speak directly to your listener, whichever platform you are on, or flip it. I was talking to someone recently. She might be listening to this. If you want to repurpose, or if you want to be on YouTube, focus on your podcast first. That's what I teach. And then record your podcast. So record your podcast episode first, and then take pieces of that audio or that same concept, outline it differently for YouTube or even YouTube shorts, but make it intentional for YouTube videos, and then post that to YouTube, and then create the graphics and whatever you need to do. That way, you're not doubling your workload, but you are treating each platform separately, and that's what you want to do. But your podcast, I'm just going to tell you, it should come first. Make your podcast first and then figure out YouTube. I can help you with the podcast part. I can even help you with, I've learned a lot about YouTube strategy going through a YouTube coaching program and trying YouTube. I'm not the expert, but I have learned enough to how to separate the two. So I would love to work with you, but you just know I'm going to tell you to do podcast first. So, okay. But the content, I mean, it can fuel multiple channels. And if they want that to be YouTube, it can be YouTube, but just do it strategically. So this is why I always say repurposing, it's not always what you think. It's not just a copy paste. It can be, it really can, but it means that you are taking the message or the whatever you talked about in your episode, the content, and you fit that content, the context of that content, that is a little bit of a tongue twister, to each platform. So if a person is watching YouTube, that's not the same as someone listening in Apple Podcast. If someone is sitting down watching you, like, that's the YouTube person, but the other one listening to podcasts, they're probably doing life while they listen to you. They're, like I said earlier, they're doing their laundry. I usually am multitasking when I'm listening to podcasts. So, and if your tone, your pacing, everything I've talked about, even your call to actions, they need to match the experience you're giving them. So I'm not saying to not put your podcast on YouTube, just do it very strategically. So again, you can absolutely have your podcast on YouTube, or you could just post your RSS feed onto YouTube and they can listen to you on YouTube, because it does have like YouTube Music is plays podcasts. But don't just expect YouTube to help grow your podcast. Unless you are creating it with YouTube first strategy, and I'm teaching you podcast first strategy. So if the goal is to grow your business through trust and connection and the depth and getting them into your world, I'm going to tell you right now, podcasting is the way to go. Does not mean YouTube doesn't work. It absolutely does work. It's just a whole different ballgame. So how do you decide what works for you or what you want to focus on first? I want you to ask yourself these questions. And these are not the only questions. They're just some of the ones that I really think about a lot is, do you want to be seen more, like visually, or do you want to be heard more deeply, like people listening to you? Do you want to chase an algorithm for visibility? Because YouTube, you have to get in the YouTube's algorithm. It's not as harsh as Instagram, I would say, but it is like you have to really feed YouTube what you want for you to be shown to other people. Or do you want to build that long-term loyalty, which is going to come from podcasting? And it doesn't mean it doesn't come from YouTube. I don't want, again, I don't want people coming to me saying I'm hating on YouTube. I am not. I could very well be on YouTube next month. Who knows? I'm not, but I could. I just want you to realize there is a difference between the two. And if you're creating offers that align, if you're creating content that aligns with your offers, you need to think about, well, where do you want your people to get that information? Don't try to do it just to be everywhere. Don't think that because you're starting a podcast, it has to be on YouTube. It's not going to work the same. I'm just going to tell you that right now, unless you're focusing on each one as a separate platform. If your business is built on relationship, trust, personal connection, a podcast is going to be the way you should go. That should come first. That's your foundation. And then once that is solid, add in YouTube later. Don't try to do both at the same time. You are setting yourself up for burnout from day one. I'm telling you that right now. It may feel easy at first. You are going to burn yourself out because you're going to see one or the other not working correctly, and it's going to frustrate you. Focus, in my personal opinion, I would focus on your podcast first. Get that going. Get it really good. You've got a routine. You've got everything down. It's easy. It's fun. Then layer in YouTube. That's my number one suggestion. All the other visibility tools come on top of your podcast. Even the blogs, the Pinterest, the podcast comes first. That's exactly what I help my clients do when we map out their visibility in my accelerator program. Podcast first, everything else comes after that. Your podcast is your marketing engine. Everything else feeds from that. And you will hear people, YouTube strategists, talking that YouTube does that and YouTube's better than podcasting. Everybody has their own platform. You just have to choose what works best for you. So if YouTube is your platform, amazing, but have a YouTube strategy. Don't mix the two. We'll put it that way. Don't mix the two. Because so if you're debating over whether or not you need to be on YouTube, just remember this. Don't mix the two. You don't have to be everywhere. And you just have to do the one that matters to you most. Or I guess I should say which one is going to be the most effective for you. For me, it's a podcast. Your podcast does not mean need to be just another piece of content, just as YouTube should not just be another piece of content. The podcast is the relationship builder, and that's what's going to fuel everything else. So start there, master your podcast, and then if you decide to bring in YouTube in the mix, let it be on purpose and not because you're pressured into thinking you have to be on YouTube. And if you have a podcast, that doesn't mean you're on YouTube. And if you're on YouTube, it doesn't mean you have a podcast. I'm sorry, but podcasting is audio. YouTube is visual. If you're on YouTube, you have a YouTube channel. So I don't want you to think that podcast is about doing more. I don't want you to think that YouTube is harder. It is, but you don't have to think that way. I just don't want you to feel like if you have a podcast, you have to be on video, because you do not. You do not. When you have a podcast, you're leading with that connection. The visibility can become the byproduct of that trust later. Once they trusted you through your voice, then come out and show them what you have to do. So that's my 2 cents, or I don't know, maybe that was like 50 cents worth of information, but treat podcasting and YouTube separately. Yes, you can repurpose, but they're two very different platforms. I'm going to tell you right now, YouTube is a beast. But if you want to be on YouTube, I would suggest you getting help from a YouTube strategist. I really would. If you want to reach out to me, I can give you a few names of some, and they will give you an amazing, they'll just give you amazing coaching through it. But I will tell you that I actually have two YouTube coaches. One is where I purchased a course, and the other one is she actually was my coach. But both of them will flat out tell you podcasting and YouTube are different and you should not just repurpose. So if you want more information on that, you can always DM me. I'm happy to share. I just don't want to talk about it out loud here, but I will tell you. So think about that. Think about what you really want. I'm going to tell you, I'm here for you if you want your podcast to be first. So until then, keep creating those episodes that move your listeners one step closer to becoming your client, and I will see you next week.